That is difficult to explain because the concept of registrar is not very well known in many legal systems. But it basically comes down to issues of administration, human resources, budget, finance, but also such issues as security, the protection of witnesses, the participation of victims, the relations with the United Nations, for example, and with states' parties. So it's a wide variety of activities that on a national level basically relates to issues what is normally covered by a Ministry of Finance, Foreign Affairs, Interior and Justice.
That's a lot of responsibility.
That is a lot of responsibility. I would agree, yeah.
I understand that you're dealing with 8 cases. Uganda, the DRC, the Central African Republic, Darfur, Kenya, Cote d'Ivoire, Libya, and Mali.
Yeah.
How can you deal with all those cases at the same time?
Yeah, well, it certainly is a big challenge for the court. Those 8 cases have been brought to the attention of the court in a number of cases because the countries themselves decided that they wanted to refer those cases to the ICC. For example, in the DRC, that has been the case. In a number of other, Uganda has been the case. Sometimes it has been referred to us by the Security Council, like in Libya and in Sudan. So what we do in those 8 countries is do investigations, also have contact with witnesses that have to appear in proceedings, have contact with victims that can also participate in the proceedings, and make sure that we can bring justice to those countries by organizing fair trials against the people that have been accused. And that does not always lead to convictions. It basically shows that people have the right to have a fair trial, and the judges at the court who are working independently and impartially take that very serious and sometimes come to convictions, sometimes to acquittals.
We'd like to know why you still have not arrested the indicted Sudanese president?
Yeah, that is a big question. And that goes also to one of the fundamental principles of the International Criminal Court and the statute of the court. We cannot do our work on our own. We are always dependent on the support of countries and on the cooperation of countries. The prosecutor has brought out the arrest warrant against Mr. Bashir. Sudan is then responsible for the arrest warrant itself, but because of the fact, of course, that the president is the accused person, we need the assistance of others in order to really assist us in that. We don't have our own police officers. We don't have our own army that we can send into countries in order to issue those and to implement those arrest warrants.
So the only ones who could arrest him would be his own people?
Or his own people, or pressure from the international community. But without that pressure, without that cooperation, we are not able to do that.
I see. How do you respond to criticism by some African leaders that the ICC seems to be targeting Africans unfairly?
Yeah. I think we have to look into how those cases have been brought to the court. The 8 situations that we are now primarily focusing on are indeed all in relation to Africa. However, at the same time, the prosecutor also has preliminary examinations in 8 other countries. 6 of those were not in Africa. So it's not only a question of focusing on Africa, but the 8 cases that are before us, a number of them have been brought by the countries themselves. They decided that their own legal system was not able to ensure fair trials and prosecutions against certain persons. So they deferred the case to the court so that the court could take up those cases. So in all cases, there has always been a participation of African countries, African leaders that have supported the decision to bring those cases to the court. So I would not agree with the idea that we primarily only focus on Africa. We are largely dependent on what is being brought to us. And it so happens, so to say, at the moment that it is 8 African situations. But the future will show that that can easily change and that also investigations in relation to other countries may come up.
Well, thank you for speaking with me. Is there anything you'd like to add before we close?
The major issue is that the ICC is really a court of last resort. You know, of course, in principle, always states have to take their own responsibility for ensuring justice and that crimes are being adequately prosecuted and punished. It's only when states are not able or willing to do so that we come into play. But when we come into play, we have to rely on the cooperation of the international community. And this is a good opportunity to show that also the United Nations do support us and have to support us in our work.